escalate.
Shall we pray? Lord, speak your word to us. Bless us with the power of your word. Lord God, let your word come forth with great revelations. And move in our midst. Accompany your word with signs and wonders, with miracles, to the glory of your name. In Jesus Christ's name we are prayed. Amen. I want to appreciate God for all mothers, especially my mother who is still alive, who is basking in the strength of the Lord, who is a great evangelist in her own right. Nobody can argue that with her. Who is the preacher to the preacher? When she comes and say, I'm not feeling fine, she say, you cannot be sick. We rebuke that sickness. That's how she will pray. She will pray for the pastor. And I appreciate her for that. A wonderful woman. As I said last Sunday, those of you who were here, we will labor to make sure our children will eat food. I celebrate you, ma. God bless you. I also celebrate my mother who is with me in the house, who is mothering me well, and the children. My amiable, gentle, but sometimes troublesome wife. People think that she's gentle throughout. When she gives it to me, her gentility says sometimes it's a problem to me. I will offend her. She'll just keep quiet and be looking at me like this. I know that there's trouble. I know there's trouble. She has never shouted at me any day, but when she just look at me, I know that there's trouble. I will adjust myself. Amen. I appreciate her for all the good works she has been doing. Let's give Jesus a big hand for that wonderful woman. And to all my mothers in the Church of God, Mommy George, so many mothers, I cannot mention all your names. Mommy Morgan, Mommy Godwin, Mommy, I'm trying to call all the grandmas. The grandma that refused to grow old, Mommy Otameke. She has refused to grow old. She's always 20, 30, between 20 and 30. I appreciate her. And all of you, I cannot mention all the names. Wonderful. And our mother, who is celebrating her birthday today, Mrs. Akeju, can we give Jesus a big hand for her? Today is a special day for you. It's your birthday and it's Mother's Day. Your husband is in trouble. Why did birthday now fall on Mother's Day? Akeju, are you here? You are looking for another Akeju. Do we have two Akeju in this church? He's turning, I said Akeju is turning back. So you have to celebrate this woman. Today is her birthday. Today is Mother's Day. Double celebration. If before you used to take her to 825 or ShopRite, today you take her to Transcorp. Because that is the level. Are you going to clap for Akeju? He's doing it already. There is buffet in Transcorp. Just take her there. You see that I know all those places. I know the time that the things happen. Amen. We celebrate you, man. And all our mothers, the women president, I call her my own president because she's presidenting us well. Mommy Dangana, God bless you. God bless you. Mommy Ayantala, the Lord bless you. And all of you. I will not call Mommy Audu. She's the troubler of my life. I beg you to help me beg this woman to stop troubling me. But this time I have not had a voice for 2 weeks. I'll call and say, are you okay? I have not received trouble. You know, I appreciate all of you wonderful women. This morning, I'll be sharing the topic, Mothers of Gold, Rehoboth Escalate. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1 to verse 6. Likewise, wives, be subject to your own husbands, so that even if some do not obey the word, they may be won without a word by the conduct of their wives. When they see your respectful and pure conduct, do not let your adorning be external. The braiding of hair and the putting on of gold jewelry, or the clothing you wear. But let your adorning be the hidden person of the heart with the imperishable beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, which in God's sight is very precious. For this is how the holy women who hoped in God used to adorn themselves, by submitting to their own husbands, as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. You are our children if you do good and do not fear anything that is frightening. You are our children if you do good and you do not fear anything that is frightening. Mothers of gold for Rehoboth Escalate. The text that the Mother's Day of this year took, Proverbs 31, I felt it has been overflowed. Let me go to the New Testament and share with us a virtuous woman also in the New Testament that the Lord expects. Who is a mother? Who is a mother? A mother is selfless. Or a mother is someone who is selfless, who is loving, and who is sacrificing. A mother is selfless. She does not think of herself, but she thinks of others. A mother is loving, and a mother is always sacrificing to make sure others are better. Number two, a mother works hard to keep the home, provide for her children, and to make sure everyone is comfortable. She will do the laundry. She will do the cooking. If her children are not grown enough, she will wash the plates. She will clean the house. And the man who enjoyed her on the bed will get up without dressing the bed. She will go and dress the bed. And some these days who also go to work, they will go to work. And they bring their money and submit to the same man who sometimes his salary is not even up to their own. Mothers are hardworking. A mother is a woman who works hard to keep the home. A mother is someone who is a guide to her children, and even a guide to her husband. A mother is an encourager who brings encouragement to everyone around her. A mother is a helper who brings help all the time. And a mother is a teacher. 6 things I have mentioned that a mother is. A mother is selfless and loving and sacrificing. A mother works out to keep the home and provide for her children and the husband. A mother is a guide. A mother is an encourager. A mother is a helper. A mother is a teacher. Those are the 6 characteristics that God expects from every mother.
I want to challenge our mothers who might be lacking in one or two or three of these characteristics. You need to wake up. You need to arise and become the mother God has ordained you to be. Don't be a mother who sleeps and forgets a baby. Be a loving, sacrificing, selfless, hardworking, guiding, encouraging, helping, and teaching mother. As you do that, you'll be rest assured that your home will be well kept. Motherhood is a gift from the Lord. Motherhood is a gift from the Lord. It is not anyone that gave you, it is God that gave you. Be proud to be a mother because God gave you that gift. It's a divine gift. And anyone who has a mother must see their mother as a gift from the Lord. Children must see their mother as a gift from God and cherish them, love them, handle them as you will handle a gift that comes from God. How many of you men who are married after some years of marriage, have you ever imagined how you will be if your wife is not there? Go and ask men who have lost their wives. They will tell you that it is not an easy journey. I pray none of you will lose your wives. We will not lose any of these our mothers. They will be strong. They will see their children's children's children. In the name of Jesus. Being a mother is one way you can glorify God and serve God. Women, are you hearing me? Being a mother, as you are mothering in your house, you are glorifying God. When you do it the God way, you are bringing glory to God. Now, in Malachi chapter 2, the Bible says, I brought you together so that you can produce for me godly offspring. Have you read it before? And when you produce godly offspring, it gives you the assignment to take care of his offspring, because God owns your children. To train them, to guide them, to teach them. That is a divine assignment. And once you do that, you are serving God. And you are bringing glory to God. You must see your motherhood as a service to God. Being a mother offers you the opportunity to grow in your understanding of God's mercies. How many of you know that mothers are merciful? Even when a mother says, I will beat you today, I will cane you today, and if the father comes and says, you speak to my wife anyhow, and the father undo the child and cane that child, the mother will say, please now, man that was fighting for you, he will now be begging the man, leave him alone, leave her alone. Women are quickly merciful. If you are not living a merciful life, you must learn from God. Amen. How many of you know God is a woman? I want to cause trouble now. How many of you know God is a woman? God is a mother. Hello? You have not read your Bible well. All we say, God is the Father. Have we? That's all what we know God. But God has manifested himself several in scriptures as a mother. Now, do you know that in all our cultures and tradition, God is there? Huh? How many of you know that God is in your culture? God is there. I wrote a paper when I was in seminary about the motherhood of God, with the example of the Ijaw people. Praise God. Even the name I'm bearing as a man is the name of God. But in our dialect, it's feminine.
How many of you know my name? How many of you know my name? Oh yeah, what is my name? Some of you know me as Tammy. Tammy is only an abbreviation of some people who cut their tongue. My name is Tamara A.B. And the word Tamara is woman creator. Our mother who is the creator. The literal translation. All our names of God in the jaw is feminine. Our mother who is in heaven. God says even if a mother forgets a sucking child, he will not forget you. That means you are sucking God's breast. And he will not forget you. Do you know there's one name of God that is interpreted as the double-breasted one? Who get double breast? Mothers. Man get double breast. Mothers. So today, after today, you can change your mind. Today, you must see God as a mother. Is God not taking care of you? Eh? That will cause confusion. Is God not pampering you? Fire will hear him. Is God pampering you?
Yes.
Amen. God is a pamper. But God can also cane you. The same way mothers can pamper, mothers can also cane you. Through a... Mommy, am I correct? They are behaving like God. If you sit down and look the way your mother operates to you, you know that is how God operates. After killing you, the next thing, they are looking for food to give you. They are looking for how to affect you to sleep. God is not a God that kills you and abandons you. As he kills you, he brings you close himself. The father can kill you and walk away. Am I talking? Hallelujah. I'm a father, I know what I'm talking about. As I came, you finish, you are crying, I kick you out. You go and cry. I'll say, leave him to cry. Cry, then they keep it in. How many fathers have said that? Hello. But the woman will go and be petting the child to calm down. Our mothers, you must understand that you are a representative of God. You must not just understand it, you must operate in that realm. I pray as you show the attribute of God's mercy, the attribute of God's love, the attribute of God's grace, you will live a sanctified life. You will be like our mother of faith, Mommy Sarah Abraham. How many of you know Mommy Sarah Abraham? Eh? Not this. Who is nobody here is answering Sarah? Who is answering Sarah? Hey, Mommy Sarah alerted you. Praise God. Your grandmama they talk about. Mommy Sarah Abraham. You know Sarah Abraham. The Bible says you should be like women of old who put their hope in God and call their husbands what? Characteristics of a gold mother that will bring rainbows escalate to her home must be subject and submissive to her husband. A mother of gold is a submissive woman. Not a troublesome woman, not a fighter. Not a quarreling woman, not a broiler. A submissive woman. The point I wrote there says, submission is golden. Can you say that after me? Submission is golden. In life generally, when you learn to submit, you are living a golden life.
Sometimes we think that when we submit ourselves to somebody, we are fools. No, that is a golden life. Jesus said, who is greater? Is it the one who sits at table or the one who serves? He says, I am among you as the one who does not sit at table, but the one who serves. That means is the one who serves is greater than the one who sits at table. It's a scenario of a dining table. One person is busy cooking and bringing the food on the table, serving it, and others sat down and they are waiting, and they are even saying, is it not ready? Man, are you know what I'm talking about? This woman said, this food is taking a long time, boy. I will die of hunger before this food comes. I know some of you men have gotten angry and drive out to go and buy something to eat because the food is delayed. Today, God have mercy on you. Amen. Hunger will not kill you all those years where you be bachelor. Now that way married, hunger won't kill you. Be patient because they are serving that food to give you a good dish. Understand that they who serve you, they are greater than you who sit down to eat. So all the men who sit down, eat, lick mouth, and when they finish, the woman come and carry the plate and go back and wash. That woman is your master. Because you know, if she decides to kill you, she can kill you. Amen. How many of you know that? If she decides to kill you, you are gone. You will not even know. So treat them as gold. Women know that submission is what? Golden. If your husband says, sit down here, just sit down and watch him. Just sit down. See, the problem with the human beings, you know, if somebody is above you and says, sit down here, you say no. That's where the person gets it. But if they sit down here and you sit down, the person will think again, why did I even ask her to sit down? But once you argue it, the person wants to show his authority. Then problem will start. You see that submission is golden. What people see in the world as foolish, in the eyes of God, is the wisdom. If somebody, you offend somebody and the person does not talk, you do another person just look, you keep quiet. You no go fear. Because what that person can do, you don't know. But if the person says, why are you offending me? Be careful. You say, hey, okay, you give the person back and you give back. And I don't equal. But if the person keep quiet, that will say silence sometimes is golden. Women, you hear? This your mouth. Sometimes just pin them. Pum. Even if the thing pain you, just super great. Say, Lord, I thank you for putting me in this position of submission. Take the glory. Don't forget, motherhood is to glorify God. Number two, who is a golden mother for railroad escalate? A golden mother for railroad escalate is a woman who is, second point, respectful and pure conduct is golden. Respectful and pure conduct is golden. Your behavior matters. Hello? Your behavior what? Matters. To be a golden woman, you must be respectful. You must respect people. Your conduct must be pure. Your behavior must be pure. Your conversations must be pure. That is golden. Your conduct is your behavior or your moral principles. Be reverent in your behavior. Do not be a slanderous woman who is always looking for who to slander. Amen. Jobless women, if they are not careful, they become slanderers and gossips. A woman of gold does not slander anybody. Hello? Do you know what is slander? Huh? Women, do you know what is slander? You all know what is slander. You know what is malice? Huh? Okay. You know what is backbiting? Huh? It is women who are made of wood that backbite. Women who are made of clay and air that backbite. But women who are made of gold has no business in backbiting people or slandering people. Because she already have enough in her hand to take care of. Be a good example to other women. Older women, you must learn to be a good example to younger women. I see a lot of women, young and old, some are great grandmothers, some are mothers, some are grandmothers, and all that mixed up here. The older ones must learn to be a good example to the younger ones. Read Titus, if you go home, read Titus chapter 2, from verse 1 to verse 5. Women who have good conduct and respectful, respect your husbands. Respect your husbands. What is respect? Abraham, Sarah called her husband what? Huh? How many women these days can call their husband my Lord? Huh? Hello? How many women these days can call their husband my Lord? Huh? They are not here. I'm not talking about sweethearts. Now you call your husband baby. What do you call him? Ubangiji na. Ubangiji, is it not God? It's my Lord. Okay. Now you call your husband baby. Honey. Sweetheart. I want again. But some of you even call your husband the cockroach in my cupboard. Praise God. Now, when the Bible says Sarah called her husband Lord, understand two things. Number one, it is not the capital Lord for God. It is for somebody who is a master over your life. So if you look at your Bible very well, it is spelled with a small L, not a capital L. Do you understand that? Now, secondly, Sarah did not just call him Lord. She behaved to him as a Lord. That does not mean Sarah did not have a say in the affairs of the home. Did you notice that? There are some times she told Abraham what to do. Three of us, both the good and the bad. What Abraham said, no, I am the Lord of this house. You cannot tell me to drive this woman and her son away. Abraham said, if you haven't done too much, you tell me to sleep with them, I sleep with them. Now you say, drive them away. Which one be your own? And God said, listen to your wife, Abraham. See, if God did not say that, women of this day would have been in trouble. God saw in the future that all of you will come in this 24th generation that does not see husbands as Lord. If Abraham has succeeded to shut his wife down on that matter, but God said, listen to your wife. All husbands, I say to you this morning, listen to your wife. But Sarah called him Lord and appreciated him as Lord. You know, in those days, I said, these Yoruba girls are very respectful. I'm going to marry a Yoruba girl. Because in my place, a younger one can greet you, good morning, sir. Shake your hand. Good morning, sir. Good morning, sir. You know, in Yoruba, you must... But these days, these current ones are not doing again. People like Mercy, they are not bending their leg again. So in those days, as I was young, I used to see Yoruba girls, when they are serving, they kneel down for the man to wash his hand. After the man finished, they kneel down to pack the plate. I said, God, what a kingly service. Give me Yoruba girl to marry. Maybe I would have married wrongly. You marry finish. You know, sometimes when they want to marry you, they can kneel down. After marriage, let me just say, let me not give too much. 5 years. The person try. After 5 years, the next thing go, yeah, your food they microwave us. When you are ready, go and take it. All these are microwave women. God will help you. Praise the Lord. May God have mercy on you. A woman of gold, quickly, inner beauty is golden. I have said inner beauty is what?
Golden.
External beauty is wooden. What did I say? Inner beauty is what? External beauty is what? Do you understand that? Wood can burn and it's gone. But gold, the more fire reaches, the more it's purified. Is that not so? So your outer beauty is just wood. Eh? Praise God. If you see these mamas when they were younger, some of these guys, these young girls are doing, they don't do and pass. True or false? My mother, I saw her picture when she was young one time. They were wearing trousers like this. How many of you know that trouser? Bongo. It will tight here and it will be big down. They were wearing high heel, but they were calling it Akpola. But now you guys are wearing high heel. This is the first time you are wearing high heel. You are doing that. They don't wear ram. Pass. Amen. If you marry a woman because this woman looks so beautiful, she has physique, figure 8. Ah, this man fine. By then she born 1, born 2, born 3, born 4. Some of you want to burn the world. She will not be the way she is again. So when marriage ends, beauty fades. But what keeps you to be a golden woman is your inner beauty of a gentle and a quiet spirit. The inner beauty of what? A gentle and a quiet spirit. Not a talkative spirit. Talk here, talk there. Be quiet. So that you can hear God. Be gentle. Adorn yourself with inner beauty. He says, that scripture mentions a lot of things that fade, not with braiding of hair. Some of you think that if you have not braided hair, you are not fine. Eh? Especially old mothers. These days, I wonder why women wait double old. They don't live life finished. They see they put attachments. They braid hair. They do all those guys. Who they look you? Calm down. Take care of your children and your grandchildren. Some of you these days now, you buy that one, they weave, and you wear a cap. Bah, it will now long to this side. Are you mommy spirit? Some young girls not going to like me today, huh? And some mamas. These days, even elderly women who are supposed to be respectful, who are supposed to be an example to the younger generation, you see them wear gown, wear it here. As they sit down like this, all their laughs they show. May God have mercy on those kind of mothers. What are you showing the next generation? So if you who have given birth to 2, 3, 4, 5 children, you wear gown where it's here, the next generation should wear the one we end here. And later, when your daughter come out with bikini and just bra and going out, say, what is this you are wearing? When she has to upgrade from your level. Some of you stay at the middle of the pancake. First layer, second layer, third layer. Thank God today this church is hot. All the layers are falling. Another thing that baffles me, somebody will be very black and put very red lipstick. Blah, plenty. Women, God bless you. All those things are not your beauty. With physical beauty and bad character, you are worse than the devil. Young girls, hear me. Some of you have bad character. Very bad character. Sometimes some of you feel to be able to greet a brother who can even be your potential husband is a problem. Because you are working in the bank, or you are working in CBS, or you are working where, you will carry your money and chop them and see how it goes for you. You need a man. Calm down, young girl. Calm all those your nya. Calm down. Be humble. Be submissive. Leave all those paint. Somebody once told me that don't marry a girl on Sunday morning. What you see on Sunday morning, go to 9 BG. Because as they are praying in 9 BG, sweat would have washed everything out. You see the real face. A girl that is fair on Sunday morning can be black. Praise God. I saw a lady in a wedding and I said, this woman fell. She's even a grandmother. I said, she fair. How does it fair like this? I can't see her later. They said, it's the same person. I said, it's not the same person. They said, it's the same person. I said, it's not the same person. I said, not the same person. Because she's black now. I said, what happened? Now paint. Maybe then they paint now. I can't reach shoulder. Am I correct? Yeah. They can't take cloth, cover the rest. The Bible talks about modesty in all you do. Don't pack pancake and fill your face, lipstick and put foam and all that. Be modest in what you do, because your beauty is inside. Your beauty is not the physical. Hoping in God as a mother is golden. Don't open your husband because your husband can fail you. Hope in God. When you open God for your husband, God will visit him. True of us. A woman who is always fighting, my husband must change, my husband must bring money, my this must be there, you are wasting your time. Go to God who is able to bless him. Go to God who is able to change him. Is that not so? Go to God who is able to transform him. That scripture says, even if you have a husband who does not obey the word, by your conduct, he will obey without you saying anything. As I close this message, when you practice these four golden things I've mentioned above, number one, I said, submission is golden. Number two, I say respectful and pure conduct is golden. Number three, inner beauty is golden. External beauty is wooden. And number four, hope in God is golden. When you practice these four golden things, you will make your life and your home a place of Rehoboth escalates. As I conclude, let me conclude with the fathers. Fathers. Verse 7, likewise husbands, live with your wives with an understanding way, showing them honor, showing honor to the woman as a weaker vessel. I want to read another translation, not as a weaker vessel. Oh. They are no weaker vessel. Let me read another translation quickly. 1 Peter 3, verse 7. In the same way, husbands must live with your wives with a proper understanding that they were more delicate than you. What you are interpreting as weaker, it is delicacy. Delicate. They are delicate. Treat them well. They are not weaker. They are just delicate. Something that is delicate does not mean that thing is weak. Are you getting me? Thing is fragile. That thing is very important. When you go airport, they say, we are tag this thing as a fragile thing. You don't want anything to happen to it. It is important to you. That is how women are to you, men. Let me use Olatunji as an example. Represent. Where case you come? You are the main president. They are what?
Fragile.
Fragile. How do you handle a fragile thing?
With care.
With care. Handle them with care, not with manhood. I'm telling you so that you can be an example to your men. You have had. Not with manhood, with care. From today, God give you grace. With gentility. Say they are what? Delicate. The next thing he says that treat them with what? Respect. Treat them with respect. Don't see them as a lesser being to you. Respect them. It says because they also receive together with you God's gifts of life. Now, a lot of men think that they are the owner of everything in the house. And when they die, their family will come fight the woman and collect everything. Three of us. The man is not the owner of everything. The Bible says they receive together with you. Two of you receive those gifts of life together. You own it together. So those men that will buy car or buy house, they will now put owned by Mr. So. Repent. Go and change it. Huh? In fact, now by law, we're lawyers. By law, don't we say Mr. and Mrs. this? Because anybody can be Mrs. Am I correct, lawyer? Anybody can be Mrs. So you have to say Tamarevi and Evie Siloko. So that anything that happens, Evie name is inside. Anybody that comes to say it's my own. No, it is both Tamarevi and Evie that received it from the Lord together. That verse 7 ended by saying, do this so that your prayers will not be in that. Shall we pray? I want to pray for all women at once. I will not be coming out to do prayer for women. All women, stand up. Let me just pray for you at once. Father, I thank you for our mothers. I pray that indeed you will make them golden. Every wooden character in their lives, Father, burn it out and make them to be golden. Every clay, everything that is not of you, burn it out. Character, conduct, behavior, habits, burn it out. And grant them the inner beauty of a quiet and gentle spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord God, as you have said today, they are a representative of you. Showing love, showing kindness, sacrificing, and showing selflessness. Grant them the grace to do so. Grant them the ability to do so. I bless all mothers in the name of the Lord. All your struggles are over. All your pains are ended. Every cry you have over your children and over your husband, I join you to say, let heaven respond. Let heaven answer you. In the name of Jesus, desire you are crying God to concerning your family, I pray for you. Let it manifest. Let it manifest. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord show you His favor. May the Lord strengthen you. May the Lord uphold you, both now and forevermore. Give the Lord a big hand.
Hallelujah! Praise the living Jesus! It's another opportunity for us to respond in gratitude to God's mercies and love with God's tithe and offering. Today we'll be collecting two offerings. The first one will be the normal Sunday service offering, while the second one will be the Mother's Day offering. Ushers, please take note. Genesis 4 verses 4 says, "While Abel brought several choice lambs from the best of his flock, the Lord accepted Abel and his gift." Today, please, try and give the very best of your offering, the very best of your substance to the Lord God Almighty. In case you have packaged it before now, and you know in your heart that it's not the best, please, make some adjustments, sharp, sharp, as we be on our feet. Let's pray. In Jesus' name, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you, we appreciate your name for providing for us today. Thank you, Father, because you have been our provider. We pray, O God, today as we bring the best of our substance to you, you accept us and accept our offerings in the mighty name of Jesus. You bless the remaining ones in our hands in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, faithful God, for answered prayers. For in Jesus' name we are prayed.
Dole ne zan yi doro tunda na sami Yesu zan yi doro domin Yesu na wane zan yi doro
kana sami Yesu
zan yi doro domin Yesu na wane zan yi doro
So take a turn and turn this side, Julie.
to Jesus Christ for eternal life. Oh yes, we shall see the Lord. Oh yes, what a glorious day. We clap and dance at Jesus' feet. Alleluia, with a golden crown.
So be strong and be of good courage. Endure all hardship to the end. Look into Christ, the author of our faith. A golden crown awaits you there.
Oh yes, we shall see the Lord. Oh yes, what a glorious day. We clap and dance at Jesus' feet. Alleluia, with a golden crown.
A golden crown, a golden crown, a golden crown, a golden crown.
Oh yes, we shall see the Lord. Oh yes, what a glorious day. We clap and dance at Jesus' feet. Alleluia, with a golden crown. Oh yes, we shall see the Lord. Oh yes, what a glorious day. We clap and dance at Jesus' feet. Alleluia, with a golden crown.
A golden crown, a golden crown, a golden crown. A golden crown.
Oh yes, we shall see the Lord. Oh yes, what a glorious day. We clap and dance at Jesus' feet. Alleluia, with a golden
crown. Celebration service. We believe your time in God's presence has been amazing.
Welcome to Reverend Dr. and Mrs. Tammy Newton. Welcome to join all our first timers today.
This is New Life Baptist Church Breakable International Center Abidjan. If you are joining us online, please tell us when you're joining us. And also, send me your testimonies of our bond reception and spirit-based connection. Here is an upcoming event. An evening of prayer and tender encounters comes up on the 26th of May. This is the date. Our children's camp lunch weekend comes up on the 26th to 28th of May. Pray for them this week. Wedding anniversary, Mr. and Mrs. Apan Jonah, 14th May. Mr. and Mrs. Ezra Wakaji, 15th May. Mr. and Mrs. Oyedeji, 20th May. Stay relevant for this week. Tinoko Tama Priye Khan, 14th May. Akeju Jurise, 14th May. Akena Christopher, 15th May. Andrew Blessing, 15th May. Dallas Olowodu, 16th May. Oko Vassel, 16th May. Fajimi Omolola, 17th May. Tyler Sebura, 18th May. Next Sunday is our business and blessing service. Please join in this glorious service and encourage someone to come along. Prayer Mountain holds this Tuesday at 12 noon. Feel free to join us on site or online. Offering one man, one soul is a mandate for every member of the church to win a soul, follow up, and show the soul. Be a part of this to populate the kingdom of God and make visible excellence a reality in the lives of this youth. Go ye and live with Christ. The evangelism sees every Saturday and
9 a.m. The opposition, our children choir, meets every Friday at 5 p.m. We encourage all parents to bring our children. The Bible ministry meeting tomorrow at 5 p.m. All members and attending members encouraged to attend. Everyone is encouraged to register for a discipleship program in order to learn God's word and aid our growth process. God desires that we escalate in our spiritual life to become a strong person. Do not deprive yourself of the opportunity to learn. The Bible reading form is available with the ushers. Everyone who has gone through the membership and induction process of the church should ensure that Bible data is given to the church office for effective documentation of the document.
Mother's Day to all mothers. I pray that we indeed be mothers of gold in Jesus' mighty name. And our fathers, I pray that you hold us with a fragile hand so that the Lord will answer your prayers in Jesus' name. It's time to welcome our visitors. Is there anyone visiting with us for the very first time or has been here after a very long while? Please stand up so that we can recognize you and welcome you in a special way. And for those online also, can send us a message.
Hey, we want to say welcome to new life. We love you.
We love you.
The Lord will bless you, and His word that you have received today will live with you for the rest of your life in Jesus' mighty name. And we pray that anytime you are around here, do well to visit us again. Please, at the end of the service, we'd like to know more about you and we'd like to tell you more about ourselves. So you can please come to this side and say a pastor's representative will come and attend to you. And for those worshiping with us for the first time, online, as I said earlier, please do well to send us a message and we'll get back to you. Praise the Lord. Let us pray for them. Father, we want to thank you for these visitors that you have sent our way today. We pray in the name of Jesus that you bless them and you continue to be with them in Jesus' mighty name. I know they are coming here for today is not a mistake. Lord, may you continue to fill them with your glory in Jesus' mighty name. And for the women that visited us today, I pray, Father Lord, that their life is golden. In Jesus' name we have prayed.
This is a day of joy, a day of joy, a day of joy. This is a day of joy, a day of joy that the Lord has made. Hallelujah. This is the day of joy, the day of joy, the day of joy. This is the day of joy, the day of joy, that the Lord has made.
Praise the Lord. This is the day
of joy that the Lord has made. And what will happen? We will rejoice and be glad in it. I want to once again say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the house. God is faithful. His mercies endures forever. It is because of His mercies that we are here. Because His compassion fails not. God has been so good to us. We have all experienced it. From last year to this year, God has kept us. He has kept us in His mercy. We have enjoyed many, much, most, all His faithfulness we have enjoyed. His faithfulness of good health, protections of all kinds, provisions of all kinds, promotions we have enjoyed. We have enjoyed new wives God has given us, safe deliveries, we have new babies. God has done so much for us that our lips cannot mention us, because His mercies endure forever. Praise the Lord. I want to thank our Father in the house, our Reverend, Senior Pastor of this assembly. I want to thank him for availing himself, for God to use him in our midst, especially in the midst of women. He's a father indeed. He's always there for us when we need him. But we are grateful. We are saying we love you. And we pray that the anointing of God upon you will continue to escalate by the day in the name of Jesus Christ. We also want to appreciate our mother in the diaspora, that God will be with you. His presence will not depart from you and your family in the name of Jesus. I believe you are listening, you are hearing us now. We bless you, we love you. And again, I will not forget to bless the crown of our heads. Who are they? Our husbands. We bless you, we thank you, because you are the reason why we are here. You are the reason why we are husbands, we are mothers. And I pray that God in His mercy will continue to uplift and uphold you. That wherever you are, you will receive His favor. So that you continue to be crowned of our head indeed. God bless you in Jesus' name. The heritage of God, the fruit of our womb, the arrow in God's hands, these are our children. Without them, we are not mothers. Without them, we cannot be mothers of gold. Because they are among the ingredients that is making us to become gold. All we are passing through at home make us to become gold. And children are one of them. We bless you wherever you are in this assembly and wherever our children are. We bless them. Psalm 127 says He will build them. I pray that God will continue to build our children. God will continue to watch over them. Our children will be arrow in the hands of God, not in the hands of the enemy. Here in this assembly and wherever they are. I want to appreciate the women. Mothers, you are good. I want to appreciate you for your commitment, for your dedication in the work of the kingdom. This is nobody's work. It's the work of the kingdom. You are so committed, you are so dedicated to see that the work of God escalates in our midst. I say thank you. God bless you and increase you and give your home peace and joy in the name of Jesus Christ. Our fellowship, I want to emphasize that those of us that are not yet members of this women's fellowship should please try to join so that we continue the race together. Our fellowship is always second week and fourth week of every month. If you want to join, you can meet me, you can meet any one of us. Or you can come on that day, second week and fourth week, 4 p.m., God will help us. I also want to emphasize that love and unity is the bedrock of the gospel.
I want us, all women, to please have the spirit of love and unity. English people say, united we stand and divided we fall. Let us come together in the love of God, not minding our differences, not minding where we come from. Let's come together for the sake of the gospel. Because the Bible says, when Jesus was going, he prayed to the Father that he wants us to be united, because himself and the Father are one. So he prayed that we too should be one. He prayed for us. So this is from Jesus Christ. He wants us, women, to be united. When we unite ourselves, people outside, when we speak to them, they will be able to come to the knowledge of Christ. But when we are not united in the love of God, then the gospel will not be spread. Because the gospel is first by our lifestyle before we speak it out. So let's come together, unite ourselves in the love of God. As we come together, we share our ideas. Share whatever you have. Nobody is an island. Nobody has the monopoly of whatever. But when we come together, we'll be able to share what we have, what God has bestowed in you. We share together, and for that we grow. Our Reverend said that older women should be able to train younger women. It's when we come together. If you don't come, you will not be able to learn what the older women will teach you. And if you don't come, you have much in you that you'll be able to even teach the older women. So I pray that, come together please, women of this church. If you are not yet a member of Women's Fellowship, try to do so. It's not enough to come only during Mother's Day preparation. It's not enough. Come monthly. Let's come together and reason together. That's what the Bible says. Reason together and habit in our hearts. And the world will see Christ in us. Praise the Lord. Again, it is in our nature, I would say, to appreciate. As Pastor said, it's one of the qualities of mothers. To give gift, to appreciate. So it is in our nature, every Mother's Day, to appreciate people around us. People that affect us. People that we see their lives are impactful in our lives. We appreciate them. And so now is the time for appreciation. First of all, I would like to start with new wife. I said one of the faithfulness of God in this assembly is that he provided, he gave us new wife. We have new wives in our midst. So if you know you are a new wife, if you are here, I'm going to call your name. You come out and the women will appreciate you. I have Pastor Grace John. If you are here, come out. I have Mrs. Olu Precious. And I have Mrs. Lottie. And I want to call Mommy Mope to present their gifts to them. Thank you.
category of people I call them elders of the elders. We have so many elders here, but I want to call the elders of the elders. We have three of them for now. We have Mommy Dawari George, and we have Mommy Ivy Dawari George, and we have Mommy Okubule. Call on Mrs. Jagger. Come and give them. Send the gift to them. Lord, these are Godly mothers. Okay. Next is committed mothers. We have some mothers among us that are very committed. They are always in our midst. Wherever we go and in all our meetings, they are elderly too. But they are always committed. They are always in the meeting. Even when they will not come, they will take excuse. These are Mommy Mope, Mommy Godwin, Mommy Ayantola, and Mommy Ago. Our senior pastor, the reverend of this church. Daddy, please come forward.
If I don't hear,
I want to call Mommy Dawari George. Mommy George, come and present gift to our pastor. After our reverend senior pastor, then all other pastors should come forward. We have Reverend Promise, Pastor Joseph, Pastor Sehi, Pastor John, and Pastor Grace. Mommy, please don't be tired.
If I don't sleep, my mother knows. She knows it's high.
Pastor John,
see, I don't go forget it from my way. way you suffer for me, yeah. Sweet mother, hey, sweet mother, I love you.
With the blessings of the Lord, it is a must. So I want to call, I don't know, the Reverend, the Treasurer. Reverend, please. On behalf of all the women, the mothers of this church, we present this. The entire church, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord. If you know you are a father in this assembly, kindly hear your feet. If you know you are a father, you are a husband. Father, turn your feet. Or let me say, married man, turn your feet. And our ushers are going to give you a little gift. It is not much, but accept it like that. Of the Lord.
This is the day of joy, the day of joy, the day of joy. This is the day of joy.
Happy Mother's Day to all our mothers in NLBC. Thank God for the grace to see another Mother's Day. As we celebrate today, it is my earnest prayer that God will make all of us escalated mothers that are like gold. We will reflect and radiate His beauty and glory. Have a wonderful celebration. God bless you. Amen.
The Lord. Happy Mother's Day to Mother's Day for our women, our mothers, and our wives. Every May is a special month to us as men and as husbands. And every Mother's Day is so special and so unique to us. And if we wake up in the morning and we see the purple flying everywhere, we feel the joy. And so we don't have much to give to our women this year, but we have a token of a design cake to present to the women on behalf of the men in the house, your sons, and our children. We say happy Mother's Day and happy celebration in Jesus' name. Thank you, and God bless you. Praise the Lord. Alright, we are going to cut the cake immediately, and I want to call on Mrs. Akubo to coordinate the cutting.
Praise the Lord. But please, the woman president, the men president, youth president, and Moji, give us 2 children. The deacons, please, and all pastors, pastors and their wives. Gold, since we are golden women today, and our daddy has told us the futures of a golden woman, so I believe all of us are golden. We have spread gold together. Can somebody give me a G, O, L, and D? Let's say gold.
Beautiful Mother's Day, and for blessing us with diverse gifts. On behalf of all those who collected gifts today, we say thank you. And on behalf of all the church members which you give gifts today, we say thank you. God continue to bless our mothers. You see that mothers are different. They gave all of us gifts, gave the whole church gifts. There's only one thing that they did not do. God will help them. I don't want to mention the thing because they have begged me and they have talked to me. I will not mention the thing. So that one they did not do, they are forgiving. Are we all forgiving them? So let the good ones they have done cover the other one. Praise God. Sorry, I had mine to appreciate Mommy Oyeko. She is a mommy indeed. God bless you, ma. A wonderful woman. She believes in her pastor. Believes in God in her pastor. And she always check on me. Always whether I'm okay. But I told her I'm following her. I'm following her footsteps. She's my mentor in one area. God bless you, ma. The Lord continue to strengthen you.
Praise God. We will thank you, Evangelist Dolapo Abi. Thank you very much. I wonder why Shefumi introduced her as Estate Baptist Church. We are changing her introduction very soon to New Life Baptist Church, Abuja. How many of you want her to be a member of this church? We have already bring her as member. So she will be starting membership very soon. Am I correct? She has confirmed it. Praise God. Even this Stephen that is looking at me like this, we will soon do membership for him by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. How many of you were blessed by Evangelist Dolako's ministration? She's indeed a woman of God. God has given you grace. Your grace will multiply in Jesus' name. We have one of our pastors in our midst, all the way from Akwanga, Pastor Solomon Gabriel. God bless you. Thank you for coming. You are blessed. You are welcome. Welcome to New Life Baptist Church. We are thinking what I will call him for our church in Akwanga. So that's why he's here. So he's a missionary in Akwanga. You are welcome. Yes, I told some men this morning that they should wait until the leading of the Holy Spirit at the end of the service, so that the Holy Spirit will direct them on what to do. For our case, the Holy Spirit have already directed him on what to do. So he should just go and do as the Lord has directed him. For all men, today is Mother's Day. Mothers are so caring. Please take your wife's house. If your mother is around, take your wife and your mother out. Don't leave your mother in the house. Take the two of them out. If your mother is not here, please, and your mother is using phone, send her recharge card money and put small money into her account for Mother's Day. It's not the monthly one you send though. It's a Mother's Day gift for your mother. Send to them so that they can continue to pray for you. You know that thing can make your mother pray for you. Extraordinary prayer. So do that and the Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. No house fellowship today. Every man should take their wife out and their mother out. No house fellowship. Enjoy yourself. Outing depends on where they want to. Only our kids, we are told specific place to go. The rest can decide where they want to go by the leadership of God in their life. Praise God. Shall we rise up on our feet? Lift up your two hands to heaven. As you go this week, the Lord will protect you. As you go this week, the Lord will preserve you. Not only you, you and your household. You will receive divine protection, divine preservation. The Lord will not give you over to the hand of your enemies. Your enemies will not triumph over you. In any form, in whatever direction, they will not succeed. For it is written, no weapon fashioned against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, they are condemned. By the authority of the word of God, every evil weapon will not prosper you, will not prosper against your life, against your family. In the name of Jesus, every evil, negative, wicked tongue, they are condemned. We shut their mouths, we close their mouths. In the name of Jesus, go into this week and shine the light of God. Go into this week and manifest the glory of God. Go into this week and prosper. Go into this week and let the world see the righteousness of God in you. Go into this week and live in good health. Live in strength. Take nations. Possess territories. You will expand. You will increase. You will multiply. In the name of Jesus. Let God bless you with the blessings of the heavens, the blessings of the earth, the blessings of the womb, the blessings of the deep, the blessings of the land. Let all those blessings pursue you in the name of Jesus. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up the face of his countenance towards you and grant you peace, both now and forevermore. Shout the believing amen. Greet at least 5 persons. Tell them the Lord bless you and I also love you. At least 5 persons. Tell them the Lord bless you and I also love you.